The Air Corps has been deployed for a second day to help put out a huge gorse fire in Northern Ireland. The blaze is estimated to be about 2 kilometres wide in Glenariff in County Antrim. Around 80 firefighters from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service have been tackling the blaze for several days now. Local farmer Catherine Crawford has been telling the BBC's Kevin Sharkey the fire is her worst nightmare.
It has progressed into a massive gorse fire here in Glenariff. And the fire crews has been here from different parts of Northern Ireland, County Down, everywhere. And they're doing their utmost best. The army's in now with their helicopter from the south, and they're lifting water and putting water over the flames at the minute. So hopefully everything will get under control, but we just can't get thank the fire crew enough for everything they're doing to save our ground and the farm especially here, and to keeping everybody safe.
How does this fire, Catherine, compare to previous fires, if any, you might have observed around here?
I have never known a fire here in Glenariff, and I'm here 30 odd years, and we've never had a fire here, and I never want to see another one the way it has done damage here at the minute. Nature, everything, it's just anybody's worst nightmare to be involved with a gorse fire.
Well, as Catherine Crawford was saying there, the Air Corps has been dumping water on the flames. Captain Bernard O'Raw has been telling me about the mission.
It's pretty intensive. So the area that we were fighting, it's on high ground at about 1,200 feet, somewhat mountainous up there. There's a lot of forests of varying heights, so quite mature large trees as well. And interspersed, there's some property as well, some houses in the area. So it is quite extensive. It's probably about 1 kilometre long at the front of the fire, and it was proceeding during the day as we were there. So there was a bit of a breeze that was causing the fire to get more intense along with the heat of the day. So there was a reservoir nearby. We got permission to use that. So we have a specially modified bucket called a Bambi bucket under the helicopter, and that can carry a ton of water. So we have to hover our 6-ton helicopter about 10 feet over the reservoir surface, which can be quite challenging, and then fly about a 3-minute circuit over to the fire. We have two-way radio communications with the fire service on the ground, and they tell us exactly where they want the water dropped then. So that involves us flying at quite low level, about 100 feet and about 90 kilometres an hour, and then we drop the water exactly where they want us to drop.
And you're operating in, I imagine, pretty challenging conditions. There's flames, there's smoke. That presents its own difficulties.
Sure, yeah, it certainly does. So we get up close and personal with the fire. So we'd be so close that we can smell the smoke. You can see the quite large orange flames coming off the trees as well, which tend to be quite close to the aircraft as we're flying overhead. The whole circuit can be quite challenging from picking up the water in the reservoir to flying over to drop the water on the fire, again with the smoke and the fire in the area. And then the terrain itself in the mountainous areas that can create a challenge. Mm. But we do we've been doing this firefighting for several years now, and each year, especially when there's a hot season coming up like we've had for the last while, our crews will conduct training out at Blessington Lakes and Wicklow to ensure that we're ready to conduct the operations.
And how unusual is it to be called in to assist in an operation in Northern Ireland, to be working with the Northern Ireland authorities?
Yeah, it's not the first time that we've been called into the north. It's the first time this year that we've conducted firefighting operations on the island. But we have in previous years been called up to the north. Previously, Newcastle in County Down, Slieve Gullion in Armagh as well. And we've also conducted cross-border operations for things other than firefighting, such as snow relief and inter-hospital air ambulance transfers as well. Mm. So it's the first time this year, but we have done it before already.
You'll be up there again very shortly. How long is this all expected to take, do you think?
We spent about 10 hours up there yesterday. We dropped 35,000 litres of water onto the fire, so it did have a significant impact. And at the same time, the Northern Ireland Fire Service have, I believe, about 80 firefighters up there working at the different fires. So this morning, we sent up another helicopter, one of our AW139s that has four crew on board, and they departed here just shortly after 10 a.m. this morning. So they're going to spend the whole day up there again. About a 12-hour operation altogether, and hopefully that'll have a large impact. So it depends on several factors, how the weather affects the fire as well, and we're hopeful that there might be some wet weather this weekend, which will help the resources on scene to fight the fire.
And that was Air Corps Captain Bernard O'Raw.